This is KEVT Salary to Tucson. Power Talk 1210. Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. Tucson Originals. Local dining at its best.
Good to be here. And 2 weeks from today, on August 15th, we've got the Tucson Michelada Challenge coming up. And so the excitement in online and all around town is buzzing. And so we are preparing for that. I know Tafao's happy to be on board. He's excited about it. Elliot's on Congress is happy to be on board. Cora Scott is going to be representing us. We should have about approximately 40 bartenders making their best Michelada. And again, that's in 2 weeks. So I think the Michelada, similar to a Bloody Mary, it's different every bar you go. You know, some of the Mexican places, you know, make a more traditional one or put their own spice on there. But I think every bar you go to, you get a slightly different flavor. And so I think that's the exciting part of it. You know, there's going to be 40 different bartenders. You're going to get 40 very different Micheladas. And once we're in the TCC arena, you know, there might be more than 1,000 people there running around trying these Micheladas. I think it's going to be an amazing day.
I think so too. That's going to be a great venue.
So anyway, today we're also going to be joined by Tiffany from the TCC. She's the bartender from the TCC, and they'll be competing as well, even though they're hosting the event. They get to compete. Also, we'll be joined by Rob Betancourt, who is running the event. He's my business partner running the Tucson Michelada Challenge. He'll be here to talk about some of the other restaurants that are on board and really all the details of the event coming up. Of course, we'll also be making Micheladas and drinking Micheladas while we're here. It wouldn't be right to not have a couple drinks while we're here in the studio. So Tafao's brought all his special ingredients, and I've brought all mine from Elliot's. I'll probably be making a more traditional Michelada today and saving some of my secret recipes for the challenge.
Same here.
We didn't want to give away our secrets 2 weeks in advance. Of course not. But we've also brought some food. Some food from Proper, as well as Elliot's on Congress. You know, so while we're here, we're going to try some food, talk about that, talk about all the new things, exciting things going on downtown. Tafao, tell us about something new going on at Proper.
Proper right now, we're about to have, I think it's going to start this upcoming month, we're going to start doing a beer versus wine dinner. So we're going to get together, say like 1055 Brewing Company, and that'll be near out of Arizona. We're going to do a dinner and everybody can vote on if they like the beer or the wine better. So now we're going to try to do it for a few months and then pick the winners, put them together, and have like a big winner. So,
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, I don't know. Maybe we should start cooking up some Micheladas. Not necessarily cooking up, but mixing up Micheladas and start the sampling. Tafao, if you want to start mixing, I would love to try what Proper's version of a Michelada tastes like.
Yeah, definitely. So again, this is just a basic one that I put together, being that I don't want to let go of all the secrets of the one for.
Absolutely.
But starting off with just really basic clamato juice. Took some cucumbers and some cilantro. And I'm a big fan of poblano hot sauce. It's also made in Tucson.
So very nice.
I got the red jalapeno hot sauce in there. And yeah, so fairly basic. Yeah, some lime juice with tahini and smoked salt, right?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Can't wait to try it. So while you're making that Michelada, why don't you tell us about some of the food that you brought down from Proper as well?
So I brought the prop wings from Proper. It's our version of chicken wings, I guess.
Oh yeah, I've had those before.
Yeah, so they're kind of more of a sweet and sour chicken wing, sesame seeds, with our food, it's kind of, we do farm to table cook, so the majority of everything that we get is locally sourced.
Meats are organic, pesticide free, free range, same for vegetables, local farms, and that's pretty much it. The menu is not one set style of menu. There's a lot of different flavors and a lot of different things going on with it. So
Yeah, but, absolutely. I love that about when I go down to proper. You know, I'll try something different every time. And like you said, it's not just one genre. It's a little bit of, you know, you can go any different direction.
Definitely. So when people ask what style of a restaurant it is, that's probably the hardest question that I have to answer.
Yeah, I actually feel the same way at Elliott's, because, you know, I would say American fare or maybe pub fare, but it's hard to describe it in just one word or two words like that, because when I think American fare, I mean, you think of, there's so many bar and grills, you know, and you don't want to be clumped in with just your standard bar and grill, you know, and so we do so many unique things to try to differentiate from that, that it's hard to describe when somebody just says, well, what style of food do you?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's just not that simple.
Yeah, so... To me, it's a fun menu. It might be adventurous for other people, but if you don't know what something is, always ask, because all the servers are really well-versed in the menu and what's in the food. You know, we do a lot of gluten-free dishes or dishes that can be made gluten-free. So if you have that type of health issue, you're more than welcome to come down, ask.
Yeah, something for everybody, right?
Yeah, definitely. So... get some ice here.
All right, now we're about to get into micheladas. So Tafao's starting to mix it up, and it looks like he's using.
I brought a Victoria.
All right.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's what I love about the michelada. Everybody makes it slightly different. I mean, you're gonna find it probably everybody uses a different beer as well as their own secret ingredients. So.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Victoria in general, but normally when I go out, Dos Equis is really big for me.
It seems to be one of the more popular ones. You know, that's usually what we make at Elliott's, so that's what I brought today from Elliott's. But, you know, at the event, competitors have their choice of Tecate, Tecate Light, Dos Equis Lager, or Modelo Especial. So those are the four beers you'll be seeing in a couple weeks. But, like I said, it's nice to go around to different restaurants and see the variety.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I'll probably be using Dos Equis or... Modelo, I think. I'm not really sure yet. I have to play with it a little bit more. Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at, too. You know, we got some tricks up our sleeve, but we haven't perfected the exact recipe that we're going to use for the challenge. We haven't got that yet. So, all right, I'm going to dive right into a proper michelada here. And that's awesome. I love that you do the smoked salt and the tahini on the rim. I love that you get that spice right up front. First thing you taste, you get hit with that. And that's actually what we started to do at Elliott's, too, is we mix just kosher salt with tahini. And I just love that the first sip, the first thing that hits your lips, you get the spice from that tahini. So it's really nice.
Yeah, I love tahini. I could put tahini on everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And that smoked salt is nice, too, because it's not just as overpoweringly just plain salty as you know, just a plain salt.
Yeah, definitely. I found it at proper. I found the box, and I thought it was kind of cool. It has a different color. It's kind of a brownish color. But it's unique, like, with the taste. You know, it kind of brings out different flavors than, like, regular salt because it has that smokiness to it. So I think it's good.
Yeah. Well, this is excellent. I'm going to have no problem sitting here drinking micheladas for the next about 50 minutes and throughout the hour.
It's a good amount of time. I do have to go to work after this, though.
All right. Well, we'll pace you, or at least we'll pretend, right?
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, coming up, we will be joined by Jessica from Alliance Beverage. And she will be the guest host throughout most of the show. And Rob Betancourt will be here. He's going to give us all the details of the Michelada Challenge. And we'll also have Tiffany from the TCC. She's going to tell us how the TCC makes their Micheladas. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll see you soon.
Gentlemen.
Gee.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. and our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On The Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Tef.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. I am here in the studio with Tefau, and we're talking about the Michelada Challenge. This is Billy Elliott from Elliott's on Congress, and I'd also like to welcome in Jessica Nenedick from Alliance Beverage.
Hi, gentlemen. Nice to be here with you today.
So happy to have you, and as I take it, you're going to be the guest host for the rest of the show.
I'll be taking the calls and the talks with you. You
All
bet.
All right. Sounds good.
And tasting some of these Micheladas, which I'm so excited. You started without me, so that's okay.
We're having fun already. Tefau's already made his. He's using Victoria beer. He's got Clamato in there. He's rimmed it with some smoked salt and tahine, and he's got fresh lime juice in there. It is awesome. I'm enjoying it, so it's good to be here.
So we're all here to talk about this Michelada Challenge. Evidently, we're coming up on it. It's August 15th, which is a Saturday.
And it's 2 weeks from today,
yes. 2 weeks from today, and it's from 2 to 6 p.m. at Tucson Convention Center. Tickets can be bought on Ticketmaster if you'd like, or at the box office, $22 in advance, also 27 day of show. There's rumor of an after party, but we can get to that later.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the details are on the after party. I do know one thing. At Elliott's on Congress, this Thursday coming up, we're going to have a Tucson or a Michelada happy hour where we will be raffling off a few pairs of tickets. So a chance to win free tickets. And we'll be doing $3 Micheladas from 4 to 9, Dos Equis Lager, Elliott-style Micheladas. And we're going to have a DJ. DJ Super Mario is going to be there. It's going to be a good time and one of your last chances to win free tickets.
That's excellent. So it doesn't matter where the after party is on Saturday the 15th.
I'm still thinking about the pre-party.
The pre-party is where it's at.
Yeah.
So Micheladas, Tefau, tell me a little bit about what you know about the history of Michelada and what was, you know, first, who first made a Michelada?
You know, that's a good question that I don't have an answer for.
Yep. When did you first start making Micheladas?
I moved to Tucson about 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and a Michelada was pretty much not heard of. I never heard of it until I moved to Tucson.
So Tucson introduced you to the Michelada.
It did, yes.
Excellent.
And I've been in love since. So
I see you're using Victoria beer. There's lots of different beers that you can use, but seems to me like the style of beer, you don't want to go too light. You definitely want to taste the beer in there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of tasting the alcohol that I'm drinking.
Absolutely. So you're using a good quality beer. I love Victoria beer.
Yeah, I love Victoria. We carry Victoria proper.
Excellent.
And it works in the mix that I make. So, yeah, we just talked about the beers that we are allowed to use.
Okay.
For the contest itself. So
what beer are you? You're featuring a certain type of beer. I understand with the contest, everybody uses the same beers. I understand.
At the contest, you'll be allowed to use Dos Equis Lager, Modelo Especial, or Tecate Light.
Excellent.
So we're giving the bartenders a little bit of choice, but we still got to. That's kind of the one limiting factor is that we're all using kind of a similar beer, and then it's kind of up to your secret ingredients to differentiate.
So what sets what differs Micheladas from one another? I see you're using tahine, which I love, Clamato. Any other items that maybe are forbidden in a Michelada that we're going to tell people not to use?
Well, I don't think there is anything that's forbidden. I think that's what's fun about it, is that if you have a secret ingredient that might be way over the top, go for it. It might turn some people off, but I think that's what makes it fun, is that everybody's going to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, some bars use Clamato, some use tomato juice, some use their Bloody Mary mix. You could just get a wide variety, and then some use hot sauce, some use spices. There's just, it could be so different everywhere you go.
Well, from my experience drinking micheladas, I know that there are lots of different ways that people make them, but by and large, they're all very balanced beer cocktails with some sort of element of tomato, definitely lime, definitely some spice. I've seen some recipes with a sugared and spice rim, which I thought was really interesting. There's a savory or an umami element in micheladas as well. Tell me a little bit about the Maggi sauce. Am I saying that right? It's a savory sauce, or maybe you use soy or Worcestershire to give it some depth. Have you heard of those recipes at all?
I have not, but... You know, again, it kind of reminds me of a Bloody Mary, mm-hmm. where, you know, some bars go heavy on the Worcestershire. Some people don't like that flavor. And so, you know, some will go with celery salt, some kosher salt. Tefal used a smoked salt.
Do you smoke the salt in-house?
No, there was a sample box of the smoked salt that we had that I always really liked and I wanted to play with. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, any element in food that you find delicious and adds to your food, you're definitely going to want to use that in sort of a savory drink like a michelada.
Yeah, definitely. Like, for me, I love cilantro.
Okay. That would add a fresh element.
I love cilantro, so there's cilantro in it, too. Cucumbers.
It's sort of like a salad with a beer.
Yeah, I think...
And it's healthy.
Yeah, I think with micheladas and Bloody Marys all together, it gives everybody kind of a chance to be unique. You know, it's not like a set.
So I don't know if you can hear this right now, but we are listening to the sound of ice being poured in glasses. I wish you could see it. Some mix and some beer about to go in, a little tahine, a little lime juice. This is a classic recipe here that Billy's mixing up.
Absolutely. We kind of mentioned this earlier. We don't want to give away our secrets for the challenge. We're encouraging everybody to bring some secret ingredients to the actual Michelada challenge. So I'm just going to make you a traditional what we serve at Elliott's. So
excellent.
I'm going to use a Dos Equis lager. We use our Bloody Mary mix. And yeah, like you said, fresh lime juice. I've rimmed it with some tahine and kosher salt. And it's just what I think of as a traditional michelada. And I mean, they're so popular in this town that you got to have a traditional one, because some people are picky about it.
Absolutely.
But for the challenge, that's where we get kind of crazy and unique and encourage people to bring that secret ingredient that puts it over the top.
So for those of you at home who want to make a michelada, one of the ingredients we've said over and over is tahine. And tahine is actually found in some specialty stores or some Mexican food stores. It's actually a chili, salt, and lime flake powder. And it comes dry, and you line the rim of your glass with the fresh lime, and then you put the tahine on the rim of the glass, and that's really what makes the michelada special. Tefal's using his own special mixture. I think that's great, too. Doing a little research, though, we can talk a little bit about the history of the michelada. A couple of different things that I found. The original name of the michelada may have been Michela Helada, which means my cold beer, and using a light beer. There's also some other, I guess, legends, if you will, about who the michelada was named after. One of the person's names that came up was Don Augusto Michel. But either way, we have this amazing drink that really is found only in certain place. I mean, it's you know, I've read that it's been made in New York. I've read that it's been made in Philadelphia or California, but the michelada for sure has very strong roots here in Tucson, especially with our cuisine and our great Mexican restaurants. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to taste this awesome michelada.
Much smoother.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North First Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And fellow foodies, we're back. We're making micheladas today. Again, a michelada, if you just joined us, is a beer cocktail using a classic mixture of beer, some spice, some tomato juice. And we're here with Billy Elliott from Elliott's on Congress. And we're here with Tafau. He is one of the bartenders extraordinaire at Proper. And what's that?
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thanks for mixing great cocktails. And something else that I wanted to talk a little bit about at the cocktail scene is Tucson has a really great cocktail scene, but even more so a great beer scene. And it's interesting to find, this is a classic mixture of a beer cocktail, but it's interesting to find now on menus that there are beer cocktails. We're using IPA as the base of a cocktail. We're using local beer base of the cocktail, wheat beer, things like that. So tell me a little bit about maybe what you like about using beer as a base or some of the things that you've seen around town.
Okay. I think the craft beer scene in Tucson is amazing. All of the guys that brew out here are really good. They're a really close-knit group of people. And I can't rave about them enough. All the beer that we have at Proper is pretty much Arizona-based, and majority is Tucson-based.
Fantastic. And there's a wide range to choose from. I mean, they're brewing all kinds of styles, from Belgians to English ales to...
Tons of styles. Even their seasonals. Seasonal beers, one-off beers that they brew. I can't get enough of it. I'm a huge beer and whiskey guy. I don't like to drink too much of other stuff, so yeah.
So using beer as the base of a cocktail is pretty smart if you want to go a little bit lighter, because the alcohol content's usually between 4 and 8%. On average, alcohol by volume. And using beer as a cocktail, it's more refreshing. It lets you maybe drink the afternoon away without worrying about what you have to do that evening. But what other ingredients do you see being used in beer cocktails?
At Proper, we actually have a cocktail called the Pueblo Sour. We took Pueblo Vida Brewing Company's Hefeweizen, which is an awesome hef that they make. And what we did is we turned it into a syrup.
So you reduced the beer.
We turned it into a cordial syrup. So we reduce it, we flatten it, we add sugar, citrus peels.
Wow.
You know, and we turned it into a syrup. So we make a whiskey sour with it.
So it's fantastic. So you're basically reducing down the beer so that there's no more alcohol in it. So you're just concentrating those flavors, adding sugar for sweetness and giving some orange peel for, you know, bitterness and flavor. And then you're adding that to whiskey to make a sour. Wow, that's fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, it's awesome to like have the support of all the breweries so that we can play
and you can
their stuff, you know?
And you can utilize their expertise, too, when it comes to, you know, what flavors are going to come out when it's reduced, or what flavors should you smell and taste when you taste this beer. I think it's great.
Definitely. And it's really cool to see them come in and try
sample
that drink and, like, love it and tell everybody else about it, you know? It's a cool feeling.
That's fantastic. Do you have any beer cocktails on your menu over there at Elliott's?
Yeah, one thing we've started doing recently is carrying Krabby's alcoholic ginger beer.
Okay.
So, you know, Moscow Mules have become more and more popular, and most ginger beers don't have alcohol in them. So Krabby's is a nice product because it's already got alcohol in it. So you can drink it by itself, and that's what they recommend. Drink it on the rocks or the lime. But we go ahead and we add our infused vodkas to it.
So you just kicked up the mule a notch.
We kicked it up a notch indeed, because we're using alcoholic ginger beer and we're throwing our infused vodka into it. So I think my favorite flavor has been the mango, our mango-infused vodka. We do that with Krabby's alcoholic ginger beer, and so you've got a mango mule, so to speak. And yes, it's kicked up a notch for sure.
That's fantastic. So at Elliott's, how many infused vodkas on average do you have any given day?
So right now we've got 25 flavors to choose from.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we consistently have over 20. You know, there's some that are seasonal that come and go, but over 20 are permanent flavors year-round. You know, just
you infuse all those in-house. Your bartenders, in-house, your staff infuse.
Yes, it's amazing. We keep the kitchen busy. That we you know, when they're slow in the kitchen, we employ their help to help the bartenders keep those vodkas stocked.
Okay, but if you need help tasting to make sure that those vodkas are the way you need them to be, you just call me.
All right.
Because I'd be willing.
It's amazing how many people volunteer for this job.
I bet.
Incredible.
I bet. So, great. Let's get back to the little michelada at hand, the little michelada party that we're going to do. What if somebody wants to make a michelada at home? Is there a list of ingredients that you can give them that would help them out with that? Obviously, beer and ice. Lime, but what basic ingredients might they find at home or pick up at the store that they could actually make their own?
The one that they probably wouldn't find at home that they might want to pick up at the store, and we've already talked about a little bit, is the tajin.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw, Tafao and I both used it on ours, and since using it at Elliott's, we've fallen in love with it, because instead of just a salted rim, it just adds another, you know, something extra.
A little element
and
of spice.
Yeah, if you rim it with tajin, as far as the tomato base, I think you can use tomato juice, you can use a Bloody Mary mix. Clamato, I think, might be the most traditional and the most common in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
But really, yeah, any good Mexican lager with clamato and some tajin, you can keep it pretty simple if you want to. You can get extravagant, but if you want to keep it simple, you can do it with three or four ingredients. And, of course, you need fresh lime juice.
Fresh lime juice, absolutely. That's a key ingredient. But I think Mexican beer is often consumed with salt and lime. That's how I've seen it, especially with lime. So I think that just kicks it up a notch for those at home if they want to make their own michelada. I think it's probably the key ingredient is lime. You're absolutely right with that. So some of the other ingredients, like I was talking about, soy or Worcestershire or things like that, I think what all those ingredients add in a restaurant setting is a little bit of body and a little bit of that something savory to the cocktail. And when you look at this from sort of a basic cocktail level, it's got all that you need. It's got sweet a little bit from the tomato juice. It's got sour from the lime, a little bit of salt, and then definitely that beer taste, which can come out a little bit bitter from the hops. I just think it's a really well-rounded cocktail. What do you think about sort of balancing out maybe a hoppier beer or using something else if somebody likes something to kick it up? Would that be something that you would recommend, or do you want to just stick with the light lager?
No, I recommend you drink your michelada however you like it, you know, and whatever beer you want, if you like IPAs or anything, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's one of those drinks I think some people are particular about it. And so some people, when they go into a bar and order it, they'll tell you. They say, don't put Tabasco in it. Yeah. Or they'll say, you know, I don't want salt on the rim, or however it is. Some people are just particular about it. I find the same thing with Bloody Marys. People, if they know what they want, they'll let you know.
I think it's just like how bartenders make their own. People know exactly what they want in theirs, you know?
I've seen actually some restaurants that have like michelada bars in addition to Bloody Mary bars, so that the array of ingredients are out there for you to choose from. And I think it's really fun to make your own, you know, and the last ingredient obviously is going to be that specialty beer. But I also see some great food out here on the table. And when we come back, actually, we're going to look at some of the dishes that possibly could pair with a michelada. I think that just about anything would. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the food that you brought and tell us exactly what's your on the menu and how that pairs with the michelada. We'll be back soon.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And we're back. We are talking with Tefal from Proper and Billy Elliott from Elliott's on Congress. And we are sampling some of their great cocktail micheladas. But we also have in front of us a really cool spread here of some great food from both restaurants. Who wants to go first? I just had this jalapeno concoction.
Billy's spread is better than mine, so he can go first.
Stop.
My spread is open, so you can see it. So that's the only reason it looks better. You got closed boxes. Anyway. Jessica just had one of our jalapeno boats from Elliott's on Congress.
I did.
So we take a jalapeno, we cut it in half, and we core out the inside. And then we fill it with a mixture of cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and shrimp. And then we top that with some bacon and some agave nectar. So
that's
you get that little bit of sweetness.
I did.
It cuts the heat from the jalapeno a little bit. And it. These are something that we've had since the day we opened, and they've always been a hit.
It's classic.
Also, we brought our duck sliders, another one that's been...
Duck.
It's really been my favorite representation of the food at Elliott's because you can just have one and just get a good idea of what we do with food there. So it's our slow roasted duck and an orange chili sauce with some fried onion crisps on a brioche slider bun. Again, you know, you don't often see duck in a casual setting, which is what we do at Elliott's. We specialize, you know, we feature duck in a few ways that you don't often see. We have duck tacos, duck sliders. We've got a duck club sandwich. On our brunch menu, you can find a duck omelet.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's an underutilized,
yeah, absolutely,
you know, protein. I
and
think
when
people
we first
really
opened,
enjoy
we,
it.
We just fell in love with it, and we said, you know, let's replace a pulled pork sandwich on our menu with a pulled duck sandwich instead. You know, instead of a turkey club, let's do a duck club. Let's just kind of put that unique twist on there.
That's fantastic.
And the last thing we brought here is some of our bacon rangoons, which we serve that with a mango habanero sauce, which you get a little sweet and a little heat. The bacon rangoon itself is a wonton shell filled with cream cheese, hickory smoked bacon, jalapeno bacon, and some green onions. And the flavors just go so well. From the outside, it might look like a crab puff, but it blows a crab puff out of the water.
I have to admit, I was expecting a crab puff, but I was pleasantly surprised with the bacon. I love the jalapeno bacon in there. It just gives it a little bit extra spice.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you dip it into the mango habanero sauce. It's terrific. And the utilizing bacon in certain amounts, obviously, isn't going to overwhelm your food. But I think bacon it's just splendid.
Well,
it's a splendid ingredient.
Yeah, who doesn't love bacon? I mean, we find that we're just adding it to everything. You know, jalapeno boats, sprinkle some bacon on there. Why not?
That's fantastic. So going back to Elliott's and the food, I love that you said it's unexpected at a casual atmosphere. Your food is really unexpected.
Yeah.
And I think it represents you very, very well, especially with some of the food scenes on Congress. Everybody there is very unique. They all have their own twists and their own culinary styles. And I think this really speaks to Elliott's. Who's your chef, and how did you come up with these
recipes? Lavinas Webb and Kyle Bradley, I got to give them a shout-out. They're my head cooks. They've been there since the day we opened. Before the day we opened, since our soft opening. So the two of them, over 3 years, that's a long time for some chefs and cooks to be at one restaurant. And they kill it back there. You know, they help me come up with new ideas, new recipes, new specials. And they actually just cooked up the food right before I came here, and they were saying, you got to give us a shout out. Come on, you know.
That's fantastic.
So here it is. You know, they kill it for me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate those guys. You know, they never cease to amaze me with the food because I'm not a chef. I didn't work in a kitchen. My background is coming from the front of the house.
Correct.
I bartended for years, and so the stuff that they come up with, I just love it. You know, they're always coming with new ideas and new ingredients, and I love it.
So, Billy, who's going to be representing you as one of the 40 bartenders at the Michelada competition?
Cora Scott, and she's actually bartending at Elliott's right now. I tried to convince her to come on the radio with me, but she didn't want to do it. So, yeah, like you said, we're expecting approximately 40 bartenders at the Tucson Michelada Challenge. And, you know, Tafao made a proper Michelada, and I made an Elliott's Michelada. And they had some similarities, but they're very different. And with 40 bartenders, I think you can expect to see a lot of different things. Again, like I said, we didn't give up any of our secrets today. So I know Tafao's got some tricks up his sleeve. I know Cora's got a lot of different things she's been thinking about. We've been playing with different recipes at Elliott's, so it's really exciting.
So Tafao, you're going to be competing in the competition.
Yes.
And also, you brought us some your cuisine as well. Talk to us a little bit about the food at Proper.
So the food at Proper, I said earlier, is farm to table. I brought the prop wings that we have. We've had the prop wings on the menu since the first day we opened. They're one of our best selling dishes.
What makes them unique?
They're not your average chicken wing. So we get our chickens from a local farm in Tucson called Top Knot Farms.
Okay.
So it's extremely fresh chicken. The sauce on it, it's more of like a sweet and sour, Asian style sauce. I remember when we first opened and we were doing like food training, my chef, whose name is Chris Froelich, he put this on because he went somewhere, I think it was in Oregon, and he liked it so much at that place. This is like an homage to them, you know? And it stayed. People liked it, and everybody loves it.
So what's the best way to prepare the chicken wing before you cook it? Some people fry it, some people bake it. What way do you use to prepare that wing?
Oh, that's a question you have to ask my chef. I make drinks.
You make drinks.
Yeah, and I eat his food, but and other than that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that the prop wing has been on there since day one, since you opened.
Yes, and it's on our happy hour menu too, so you could always get it any time of the day.
So what's your happy hour like? Tell us a little bit about what your happy hour is like.
Right now, it's a really basic happy hour for the summertime. We have $4 draft beer. All of our draft beer is craft draft beer out of Arizona, except for one maybe. We have $5 house red and white wine. Those are also both out of Arizona. And then we have a $5 sangria.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a seasonal sangria, so it's sometimes red, it's sometimes white.
Fantastic. I love sangria, yeah. Especially in the summertime when it's just so hot. And again, using a little bit of a lower alcohol ingredient as a base.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We're basically going to try a little bit of your food, but we just want to remind everybody about the Tucson Michelada Challenge. Again, it's going to be August 15th. It's a Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Tucson Convention Center downtown. So after you hit the Tucson Michelada Festival and find out who the winner is, who makes the best Michelada in town, you can visit all our great local restaurants downtown, most of them within walking distance of the Tucson Convention Center. So you can either park your car, take an entourage, or get there however you need to get there. Just make sure you get home safely, because there is going to be lots of micheladas consumed at that event. So tell us a little bit more. What's on your happy hour for food?
Oh, food-wise, we have the prop wings.
Okay.
Those are $5 on fantastic. Happy hour. Happy fantastic. Hour runs from 2:30 to 6.
Okay.
And then we have pork shoulder sliders.
Okay.
That are really good. And then we also have fish tacos.
Fantastic.
And those are single orders for $2 each.
Fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like you can go anywhere and get a really nice beer or cocktail, a nice bite to eat for really reasonable prices downtown. What about your happy hour at Elliott's?
Yeah, we feature the infused vodkas. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you heard me mixing another drink,
oh, I did hear the ice moving. I heard the ice moving around.
So I figured, even though we're here to plug the Michelada Challenge, which we're really excited about in 2 weeks. I figured I might as well bring some infused vodka as well. So what you have is our sweet tea infused vodka with a splash of lemonade, and we call that a John Daly, basically a drunk version of Arnold Palmer.
That's great.
So anyway, during happy hour, 7 days a week from 4 to 7, you can get any of our 25 infused flavors for $3. Any beer that we carry, you can get for $3. Well drinks are only $2. and it's also a dollar off wine. So
fantastic. And what about your food menu? Do you have
We have what we call our mini menu, where prices range from $2 to $6 on some small plates. So it's kind of a lot of fun to mix and match with different appetizers. In fact, all three things that I brought today, the duck sliders, the jalapeno boats, and the bacon rangoons, those are all featured on the happy hour menu. So you can get a small order of each of those, and you can get three or four appetizers for around $10. So it's some good deals, you know. And like you said, walking distance from the TCC. So on Saturday, August 15th, if you want to stop at Elliott's first or after or both, and then walk down and see Tefau down the street, I mean, there's so much going on downtown, and I think it's, you know, there's some people have the perception that it's a little expensive, but you can really, if you look hard enough or go during happy hour, you can find some very reasonable prices.
Fantastic. And I also think that the perception is that it's far or it's not convenient, but that's not true at all. Parking is ample down there. I've never had any problem parking in one of the garages. It's very reasonably priced. Again, walking distance, so we're not getting in and out of our cars and driving to another place. We can walk. We can experience so many different foods. Fact is, I don't know if you knew this, Matt and I did a walking tour of downtown not too long ago. It was too long ago, Matt. Matt, if you're listening, it was too long ago. It was a couple of years where we really started at the top of downtown and ate and drank and walked our way through downtown. And it took us a few hours, but it really was well worth it, because I think that that's the way you really do experience it. The lights, the people, the local flair, as you know, down there, it's just really exciting. And it's not far at all. It's just a short drive or a short entourage.
No, that's great. I mean, Tefau at proper is only 3 blocks away from Elliott's, but in that walk, you're going to pass a handful of restaurants and bars on your way. So it's a great spot to bar hop. Go have one drink or one small plate at each spot, and you can really make a day of it. And take the streetcar. That'll take you from point A to point B.
And absolutely. And I love that all of you downtown, the bartenders, the restaurateurs, the servers, the cooks, they're all got each other's backs. You know each other, you are friends, you support one another, especially with local businesses. I think that's so important.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I have no problem sending people to Billy's Place or to Panko or to any other places around downtown, depending on what they're looking for. Just because everybody supports everybody there. It's not really competition. It isn't competition. It's kind of a big...
It's a big family.
Well, we're in it together. We're trying, like you said, some people feel like it's far or it's hard to park there. I know people that don't go downtown often will say that, oh, parking's a mess. And it's really not. I mean, maybe it's because I'm there every day that I just know the spots to park and I know that the garages are available, but that's something that people need to realize. Once you're down there, there's plenty of garages to choose from. After 5 o'clock, all the parking meters are free. There's really a lot of parking downtown.
Absolutely.
And I think having the streetcar available gives everybody kind of a such bigger option than to just staying downtown. Like, they could do the downtown thing. They could take it to university. They could take it to 4th Ave, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's a cool thing to have.
Absolutely. Lots of great places on all those streets and definitely walking distance. Yeah. So what I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to be joined here in a minute by Rob Betancourt, who is Billy Elliott's partner in crime, maybe. And we're going to talk a little bit about how the Tucson Michelada Challenge, how they came up with it and how they derived the competition. But how many years have we been doing this now, the Michelada competition?
So this will be the second annual, but last year I was not involved, and it was Rob's. He is the brainchild, or it is this brainchild, if you will. But he did it on a much smaller scale last year. He kind of did it just to see, get a feel for what sort of feedback there was and what Tucson thought about it. And from what I understand, it was just amazing feedback. Hundreds of people showed up at La Fuente. You know, it was a very small venue, and they basically had to close the doors and said, no, we can't facilitate this many. So
we had to move it to... So Rob's actually joining us in the studio here. Welcome. Thank you, Rob. So tell me a little bit about what was your... what's this brainchild, the Tucson Michelada Challenge?
You know, I didn't know a lot about Michelada. I got to Tucson young and spent a lot of years in New York. And coming back to Tucson at a certain age, you know, a lot of people on the weekends drinking Michelada. And then people start talking about my wife's Michelada is better than your wife's Michelada. You start ordering them in bars and, you know, and whatnot. And I'm watching everybody talk about this and everybody sort of argue over it. And I just thought it'd be kind of unique to bring everybody together and let's really find out
who's making the
best. That, you know, and I thought about that for a couple of years. And I kind of watched it go on, drag on, and just decided to do something about it. Yep.
So is your wife's michelada better than Billy's wife's michelada?
I have no clue.
So what?
I don't know if there is. I don't know if one is any better than anyone else's.
Well, if you're drinking michelada, it's a good day.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's a win. It's a win for everybody. So what's your favorite ingredients to use?
Yeah, I like mine very citrusy, and I like them very light. I like things like cucumber infused in them. But I've also caught up sometimes in a little bit of tradition. I don't like stepping out too far out of the box. But again, that's just me. So everyone has their favorite. My favorite is definitely a little bit lighter, a little bit more citrusy, and maybe not so much red.
So you like a little less tomato juice, a little more lime juice. Mm-hmm. Now we threw around a couple ingredients: salt, tahine, Worcestershire. What do you think is a must have for you? I'm trying.
I'm getting your secret ingredient. It's a great question. I don't have a secret ingredient. I'm not a bartender. I enjoy going around trying them all everywhere, and the difference in them by region. You know, New Mexico versus San Diego versus Tucson. They all vary so much. Culinary wise, here in Tucson, it's amazing. What the bartenders do in Tucson is definitely extremely unique versus everywhere else.
Okay.
I don't say that because I'm in Tucson. I say that because I travel a lot. And when it comes to any type of red beer, michelada, or a chelada, Tucson's extremely unique, an extremely talented group here in this town.
Well, so tell me a little bit about what you know about the origins of michelada. It's definitely a source of controversy.
It is. I don't know if there's a proper answer to that, too. The version that I enjoy hearing is the one about General Michel in Mexico, mm-hmm. Who would order a certain drink a certain way. And that's the story that I like. So people started ordering a Michel.
Okay.
And it made it a michelada. So whether that is the proper story, I don't know, but it's the one I like and it's the one I like to tell.
That's one I've heard, too. Mm-hmm. We're also joined by Tiffany from Tucson Convention Center, and wanted to welcome you as well into the studio. We have a full house today. Tiffany, tell us a little bit what we can expect from the event itself.
Well, from what I hear, it's supposed to be a really good event. They have, you're going to have, I'm assuming, about 50 bartenders?
40.
About 40. Chips and salsa. So the price does seem a little high to people, but it'll be well worth it.
Well worth it. And they get to sample everybody's michelada, yes. All 40 bartenders' micheladas.
Yes, and we'll have different foods, Sonoran hot dogs, tacos.
And these will be available for purchase?
Yes.
Fantastic. Any specific vendors you want to mention for the tacos and the hot dogs?
Well, it's actually being done all at TCC.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. You know, we were a little reluctant at first, too, I'll tell you. You know, we wanted the food to be extremely authentic.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted real street tacos. We wanted real Sonoran dogs. And so the TCC put on a tasting, and I'm going to tell you, it was amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that you're using authentic recipes and giving, of course, Tucson what they expect and what they're used to.
Yes.
Fantastic. Where can people park for this event?
I believe...
You can park on lot.
Yeah,
sorry, keep jumping
lot,
in yes. here.
I'm on the not lot. Sure if yep. they're going to be charging for parking or not.
Well, you can park on lot. There's also a big, like, four-story garage right next door, right across the street on the east end of the TCC. We encourage everyone else also hop on the trolley, hop on the Sunlink. You can park at Mercado. Tons of parking at Mercado for free. And you hop on the Sunlink and hop off right at the TCC.
That's fantastic.
It's a good way to not drink and drive, too.
We've touched on being safe, and we've also touched on the ample parking downtown. But what I think it's time for, actually, is a little trivia question, a la Matt Russell and the tradition of the trivia. So we're going to ask the question. We're going to give away gift certificates to one caller who gets the answer right. It'll be $20 to Proper and $20 to Elliott so that you can visit both locations.
Let's throw in a pair of tickets, too.
Well, let's throw in a pair of tickets. Let's throw in a pair of tickets to the Michelada Festival. So that's fantastic. So you get to go to the Michelada Festival, you get to go to Proper and Elliott's if you answer the trivia question correctly. So the trivia question today is, how many bartenders will be competing in the Michelada Challenge? Once again, how many bartenders will be competing in the Michelada Challenge? When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk a little bit more to our fine guests about their recipes, about their food, and what can be expected at the Michelada Challenge, which once again is Saturday on August 15th from 2 to 6 p.m. down at the Tucson Convention Center. We hope to see you there. We'll be back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And we're back with On the Menu Live. We are in the studio today, and I got to tell you, if you could see and smell what I'm seeing and smelling today, there's beer popping, there's John Daly, there's vodkas being poured, there's wings, yes, the wings and the sliders and the jalapenos. And tell me what these are again? The Rangoon.
Bacon Rangoons.
The Rangoons. It's all here. I wish you could see it. I wish you had smeller radio, I guess it would be. Versus smell-o-vision, but it's wonderful. We're here talking to Billy Elliott of Elliott's on Congress. We're here talking to Tafao. He's the bartender at Proper. We've got Rob Betancourt. He's the Billy Elliott's partner and the brainchild behind the Michelada Festival, the second annual Michelada Festival. And we've got also Tiffany from the Tucson Country Club, who's probably enjoying a little prop wing right now. Fantastic. So we have a couple callers on the line for our trivia question. Today our trivia question was how many, and let's do approximate. How about we do approximate? Approximately how many bartenders will be competing in this year's Michelada Festival? Our first caller is Kathleen. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Oh, good.
Thank you for listening. So what do you think? How many bartenders will be participating?
Well, I thought somebody said, I was listening to the whole program, I thought somebody said 40.
You are right. You're absolutely right. Sorry to caller number two, but we got the answer on the first call. Kathleen, that's amazing. So have you visited visited Elliott's or Proper?
No, never.
This will be a great time. You know, we've got two gift certificates, one for $20 to Elliott's and one for $20 to Proper. And also, we've thrown in a couple of tickets to that Michelada Festival. So that'll be...
That'll
fantastic. Be a fun time. So you'll bring a friend, and it's Saturday, August 15th from 2 to 6 p.m. Are you familiar with a Michelada?
No. You know, I've just been listening, and I actually kind of wrote down some of the ingredients because I'd like to try it.
Oh, I hope that you do. Hopefully we gave you enough information, Kathleen, so you can make them at home. But
right.
Yeah, if you ever have any problems finding the ingredients and you just need a good Michelada, visit Elliott's or Proper. They'll make a great one for you. Hey, Kathleen, do me a favor. Stay on the line. We'll get your information, and we'll get that gift certificate sent out to you.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for calling, and thank you again so much for listening. We really do appreciate you listening to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day. So we are back with our guests in the studio, just talking micheladas, having cocktails. What's something that you, Billy, maybe want people to know about the Michelada Festival and sort of tie it into our heritage in Tucson and our culinary scene?
Well, I mentioned it earlier, but we are going to run a Michelada happy hour. And this is going to be Thursday, coming up this Thursday. So I believe that's August 6th. You know, a little over a week before the event. We're just going to be pushing the event. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to be raffling off a few pairs of tickets, which it might be your last chance to win a free pair of tickets. As well, it'll be all of our happy hour specials that we talked about. So, you know, we'll have Dos Equis, lager, micheladas for $3. You can't beat that. We'll have all of our infused vodkas for $3. Well drinks will only be $2. And that's from 4 to 9 this Thursday. So we'd love to see everybody at Elliott's. You know, hopefully they gets them in the mood for micheladas a little bit before the event.
And Rob, tell us a little bit more about what do you see coming out of these michelada festivals? Do you see a push in micheladas? Do you see people ordering them more?
Yeah, that's already started, sort of. I'm speaking with bars and restaurants every day, and they're revamping their michelada efforts, you know, marketing wise and their recipes and things of that nature. And I expect it more so now coming out of here. There's a lot of people who are new to the drink, I think, who are going to love it. They'll probably start making them at home. So when there's a boost in Clamato sales across the nation, you know, we want our cut.
We just spent an entire hour talking about it, very specific. Yeah. But I think it's important. You mentioned the history. I was familiar with those two sort of legends about how a michelada. And I think it's important, too, that people know that it's really a Southwestern, it's a heritage drink, and people in this part of the world have been drinking them, you know, many years. Absolutely. And then do we expect to see anybody besides downtown bartenders at the
people from all over town, you know?
Fantastic.
Nana's Kitchen up way up from Cortero, you know, and I could run you off a couple of that are interesting ones. Natives involved, Casino del Sol, Regals and Oracle, Union, Shays, Hideout, Cervezas, RJ's, Las Margaritas, proper, of course, Guadalajara Grill, Alj's, The Buffet, Saguaro Corners, O'Malley's, Kentucky, and the list just keeps going on. Circle S, Playground, Pearson's Pub, Palo Verde Bar and Grill, El Sur. It just keeps coming on.
Are people still registering? Or
we're going to take a couple more, and we're going to cut it off.
Okay. So there might be more than 40.
Well, we'd rather just go with 40.
That's all right, Kathleen.
It's
going to
take more because we've gotten calls from El Paso, Las Cruces, Las Vegas, people who want to compete, and that's for another year.
So right now it's just Tucson
it's just
bartenders.
Tucson. Just Tucson.
And so you limit it to the bartender, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Any bar or restaurant, you know, who puts out a good michelada, but it's really all about the bartender.
Now, the list that you read me is not complete, and we're sorry for anybody we forgot to mention or didn't have a second to mention, but the list that you, just the bartenders that I know from those restaurants, I mean, that's stiff competition.
Yeah.
I know a lot of those men and women out there making cocktails in those fine establishments, and that competition is going to be stiff. What do you think, how do you think that's going to play out?
Well, there's definitely no losers. You're talking about a lot of great mixologists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, entered in this thing. The real winner, the only real winners in this whole thing are the attendees. The people are going to get to come and try them all.
I love that.
You know, hopefully they'll go visit all those establishments, step through the door and go give them a couple bucks for all their hard work and all the hours that bartenders and bars put into this, you know, these cocktails. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I think that we, as a community of lots of locally owned restaurants, have great men and women out there behind bars, talking to us, being our friends, and making us some amazing cocktails. So this has basically been an hour dedicated to a michelada. So hopefully, if you haven't figured out how to make one at home, visit these restaurants and enjoy. Thank you.
This is KEVT Sahuarita Tucson, Power Talk 1210, broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.